Good morning, Arizona. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to be talking about Medicare, and we're going to give you a lot of information, so get a pen and paper ready. And while you're doing that, I'm going to make a few announcements. We're trying to put together, I was supposed to be doing something else, so this started last night. We're trying to put together a presentation about reverse mortgages for the 13th, which is a Wednesday, from 9 to 11. And if you're interested in learning more about reverse mortgages, send me an email, lawmatters1030@gmail.com, and we'll get this put together. Seating is limited where we're going to be doing this, and we can only take so many people in this tiny little room. So if you're interested, it's more like a one-on-one. Also, we have today, the Sheriff Department is sponsoring, or actually DEA is sponsoring a Dispose-A-Med. So if you have meds that have been laying around that are expired, no good, you're not using, you can take them to Walmart on La Cholla, Walmart on South Houghton, Walmart on Valencia. And of course, you can always take them to any of your police departments, like the Sheriff's Department or the Police Department headquarters downtown. And what they won't take are syringes, inhalers, EpiPens, patches, creams, liquids, and diabetic test strips. So anything else, you can take down there and dispose of it. You don't want to flush these things down the toilet like a lot of people used to do because it contaminates the water. Also, I haven't read through it, but I did get a notice from the FBI saying that there's a lot of fraud going on in the travel industry. Third parties are scamming people. You want to make sure if you're going to be buying tickets, making reservations, do it with a reputable, somebody you've worked with before or you know is legit, preferably somebody local, so you don't have to worry about getting scammed. And what else is on here? That's all I have. Okay. No, that's not all I have. We have the Chili Cook-Off is today in Reed Park. So I think it's going to be by the band shell. Go down there, eat some chili, vote, get in the habit of voting. It's that season. If you haven't sent in your ballots, I guess everything is mail-in for this election, you want to do that and get it over with because election will be here before you know it. And if your ballot's sitting on your coffee table or on your kitchen counter, it's not going to count. So get in the habit of voting, go eat some chili, and vote for your favorite fire department. It's fire departments that are putting this on. Okay. Like I said, we're going to talk about Medicare. I have a colleague here. Denise, how do you say your last name?
It's Ibarra.
Okay. That's what I said. And we work for Medicare Health Benefits. And I want you to note that I said, yes, we work for Medicare Health Benefits. And having done the loan officer thing for so long and getting involved with reverse mortgages, it just brought it to my attention that a lot of people don't know what to do with Medicare and how to handle it. They get inundated. You reach a certain age and AARP thinks you're, you know, a relative, and they keep sending you all this stuff that I was throwing away. And then you get this big, thick book from Medicare that I threw away. And I kept throwing all this stuff away.
It's hard to tell what's important and what you have to keep. There's junk mail that looks like official mail. There's official mail that looks like junk mail. Yes, you're not kidding. And, you know, that's, I'm glad that, you know, you identified that. That was your why. You know, we're dealing with the most important things for people. And we want to guide them and help them because it's their health and their finances.
Right.
And so glad to be working with you. It's an important time of year right now. So those that are close to Medicare or have Medicare are really feeling it. You know, the mailboxes are getting full.
TV ads are just blasting all these different companies.
It's true.
Goodbye me, I'm the best. And I'm just like, every ad that comes on,
right?
It's just, you know, oh, we're the best.
Definitely.
We offer the most.
Yeah. So, you know, what is Medicare? I mean, I think that's kind of, you know, what makes there's so much about it. You know, I guess we can start at the beginning.
Yes.
I don't like to make any assumptions of, you know, what people know. So.
No, I don't know anything, so tell me.
All right. Well, did you know that it's been around since 1965?
Before my time.
Yes. And so it was designed to be the health coverage for those that, you know, are retired. And, you know, nowadays, it's not just for those that are 65 and over. It also, you know, includes folks that have disabilities, who have been on receiving Social Security for at least 24 months. So, you know, it's not, you know, when people talk about Medicare, you know, they usually think, oh, it's the older population, but it's a much broader.
Oh, yes.
Population. And then of course there's Medicare and there's Medicaid, right?
Explain the difference so our listeners understand
in the
two,
most basic terms, right? Well, Medicare is healthcare coverage. It's healthcare, right? And then Medicaid is assistance for paying for healthcare. So Medicaid is for those that are lower income and they need help paying for stuff. But Medicare has certain requirements, you know, in order to be eligible. So as I mentioned, typically, you know, those age 65 and older, if they've paid into the system and worked at least, let me see, what was it?
40 quarters.
Yeah, I know that right off the top of my head usually, sorry.
And people...
The coffee hasn't quite kicked in yet.
People don't understand that. That's 10 years.
Yes.
You have to have paid into it for 10 years. So that means you had to have a job that was deducting these fees so that eventually when you reach the age of 65, you have that benefit waiting for you.
Right, after, out of every check.
Yes.
You know?
And you begrudge it at the time, but... You know, when it comes time to collect, you're like, okay, fine.
Definitely. And they break it down. They don't say 10 years because 40 quarters could be over the course of 20 years when people, you know, maybe they've taken breaks from working.
Yeah, a lot of people, especially females, would take a break from working. They're
sure.
raising a family
sure.
as if that's not work and don't get paid for it. And
right.
So you're talking a cumulative.
Right.
So.
So, yes. And then, you know, what can make things more confusing is, okay, so Medicare is the health coverage that you've, you know, put into, right? And so, yes, Medicare can be confusing. And even to make it more confusing, there's a lot of acronyms involved also. So there's letters and acronyms. And so you hear I call it the alphabet soup. A, B, C, D. There's letters associated with, you know, the Medicare types of coverage.
Okay, let's talk about Plan A.
Yes.
What does that cover?
Plan A is part of Original Medicare. So there's two parts of Original Medicare, A and B. A is the hospital coverage, and B is everything outside of the hospital, such
doctor's
as...
visits.
Yes, outpatient... labs, that kind of thing. And, you know, A and B, you know, sometimes people think, well, I'm eligible for Medicare. That's it. It's great. I don't need anything else. Maybe there was that intent or idea, but there's so many more people on Medicare now. And, you know, so really it's not all encompassing. So A is hospital. B is outpatient. So what's missing? Drugs. Right.
And we if we go to Walmart, they're collecting them.
Right. Oh, there you go. I'm glad, though, at least there was some common sense when they made the drug coverage part D, because drugs start with D. So at least that part lines up, right?
That makes
oh, my
sense.
Gosh. Yes. So A is hospital, B is outpatient, D is drug. And then you have Part C's, which are Medicare Advantage plans that combine all the benefits into one.
So when you talk to somebody about your Medicare plan, Mm-hmm. They're going to talk to you about A, B, C, D.
Right.
What about F, G, H, I, J, K?
Oh, yeah. As I mentioned, the letters keep going. So original Medicare, as I mentioned, isn't covering everything. So if someone just has their red, white, and blue card and A and B only, they would have to opt into a D, you know.
And that costs money.
Buy that, yes. Or get it from a plan that includes it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that red, white, and blue card, the reason why you might want to get insurance coverage to go with that is because it doesn't cover 100% of everything. There's an 80-20 split.
Okay.
So if you go to your primary care doctor and you only have your A and B and, you know, your doctor charges $200, you're going to pay the 20% of that $40.
Right.
But the, you know, a lot of times people want something that's going to be predictable. And do you know what 20% of an MRI is? I don't.
Yeah, no, they don't tell you up front. They surprise you.
Well, and I think that CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, are kind of working on that because, yeah, you're right. There has to be more transparency in the system. And so we might see changes with that because nobody wants surprise bills, right? And then what could happen is, you know, if someone didn't prepare for it, they're not going to pay it. And then, you know, unpaid bills cost the system money and it just snowballs. It
screws up your credit score.
Right.
Then you can't buy a house.
And then that makes the other part of providers. Yes. And then hospitals and providers are out money too.
Yeah.
So it's a lot.
It's
it
a
really
lot.
Is.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a few. Thanks for staying with us. Our topic today is Medicare. And there's been, I know on TV, it's just every commercial. And then you go to what you think is, you know, a different type of television. It's every commercial. In fact, one of them I think I have memorized, seen it so many times. People really, and I do this because my mom was confused. My dad mm-hmm. was confused. I'm confused. People don't know what to do when they start getting inundated with all this information and they get this big old book and, you know, who's going to sit down and read that book? Nobody. Nobody.
Right.
It's crazy. So there's a gnat in here and there's going to be a homicide any second.
If you hear us banging, it's the gnat. We're not hitting each other, really.
So anyway, what is the best advice you could give somebody if they're new? I mean, open enrollment, 15th of October to the 7th of December.
Right.
So this is your time period. That's why we're being inundated with all these ads. This is your time period to make an informed, educated decision.
Right. Because, you know, you only have certain windows. If someone's already on Medicare, you only have certain time windows when you can actually make a change. And right now, that's why the ads are going on, because of the open enrollment. It's the annual election period, October 15th through December 7th. But that also can cause confusion. Yesterday, I received a phone call from a gentleman that'll be getting ready for Medicare next year, and he thought that deadline was applicable to his situation. So there are certain timelines when someone could, you know, get started with Medicare that is, you know, different than the annual election period. So that's something I like to clarify
up
front.
Yeah, let's separate those things, because mm-hmm. I've got somebody who called me. He's going to be turning 65 on the 20th of November.
Oh, that's coming up. Happy birthday.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Cake and we'll...
Well, he's probably going to have pumpkin pie for his birthday.
Okay. Right? I won't be over.
No. There you go. But yes, it's an important decision. So he did the first right... The first step was calling a trusted advisor. I think that's huge. Because although there's a lot of information out there, sometimes people don't connect the dots correctly. And so that was the case with this gentleman. You know, I always try to figure, like, have a discussion, because I encourage everybody to do research.
Yes. But then that can get you in trouble.
But the problem is, you're right. So I kind of sat down with the gentleman and said, hey, you know, what do you know so far? You know, you tell me what your understanding is. And he got 70% of it right.
Well, that's good. More than I got.
Yeah. But the 30% he got wrong was he felt compelled that he had to make a decision right now, when really his birthday's not until July of next year.
So he's got time.
So he's hearing there's a deadline. And so I'm glad that the guy that's having the birthday next month reached out to you, because he'll get personal guidance. And at the end of the day, that's the best advice I can give to anybody is, have a trusted advisor, just like taxes. You know, everybody can do their own taxes, but why wouldn't you want the confidence and the peace of mind of working with a professional
who knows what they're doing?
Absolutely. And there's so many nuances. There's plan specific nuances to the regions, right? Geography can play into it.
Yeah, that's what I learned. And with all these tests they made me take.
Right. Things are very, and you know what? You mentioned the tests. I think that's huge. I don't complain about taking, you know, all the tests. Every company that we work with requires that you learn their materials, and it could change year to year. So
you have to do it every year.
Absolutely. And I'm glad they do it, because really it vets out, it's vetting people that are not serious about their craft. And the changes can be so detrimental that if we're not aware of it, then it could hurt someone, you know? So definitely work with a trusted advisor, a guide who will not only know the plans and the providers, the doctors, what's going on in the healthcare provider community that you live in, but also to know the individual.
Yeah, so, your personal needs.
Definitely.
And this is personal. You don't want to call an 800 number and blurt all your personal information to somebody. You don't know where they are, who they are, what they're doing with your info. You want to call somebody that's local, have a one-on-one, eyeball-to-eyeball.
I love that.
And talk about what's going on. And while they're asking you questions, the person who's advising you has a computer, and they're going to start searching, who are your doctors? What medications are you on? Which ones, you know, what is the best plan for you?
And what's important? What are your goals? You know, is it more finances? Do you want to look for the most economical situation? Are you having very complicated health situation? How about family history or future things that you have planned, you know, that you want to do? You know, you're looking at, okay, maybe I need a hip replacement surgery in the future.
So you can keep salsaing.
That's right.
So, and travel.
Oh, definitely.
Travel. I've got some friends who never stay home, and they want a plan that's going to cover them, whether they're here or, you know, wherever they happen to be. This doesn't cover international travel, though, does it?
So Medicare does stop at the border. However, as we mentioned, private insurance, you know, when someone has Medicare and then they combine it with, you know, they opt into this insurance, whether it be a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement, the added extras, that's what makes these plans, health insurance plans, stand apart from just original Medicare, because we already talked about what Medicare covers, right?
Right.
It's very cut and dry. So what makes you want to opt into one of these other plans is maybe, you know, something that includes international coverage.
Right.
You know, for emergencies. Because nobody really plans on, oh, I'm going to go on this great vacation and break my leg.
this is
really the safety net. In fact, insurance in general is for the what ifs in life.
Absolutely.
And so that's our role. We want to guide everybody and make sure that they're making wise decisions and are aware of the changes.
And it changes every year. So just because you already have Medicare and you're on a plan doesn't mean you don't want to have it reviewed.
You're right. And I get emails from, you know, the government, you know, CMS and, you know, Medicare, and they're encouraging people to reevaluate their situation
annually.
Absolutely. Because your drugs can change, formularies, which, you know, are the covered drugs that different insurances have. I mean, that can change too.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Ingrid, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. I heard you talk about international travel and advantage and supplement plans. I believe that advantage plans don't cover international travel. And I think that, and if you're out of the country, if you get insurance when you're flying, that will help cover the bills when you're out of the country, and then you get reimbursed when you come back in. But I believe that's only with a supplement plan, which you pay extra for. The advantage plan don't. It's somewhat limited, although you get a lot of other interesting freebies. You even get some rebates, and I'm not so keen on that program. There's something unfair about it to the taxpayer. But you have to be careful when you talk about thinking about traveling and what you might get.
I agree. Anything can happen while you're traveling, and you're right. That's part of, you don't just book your tickets and book your hotel. You really have to think about the what ifs. And to your point, you know, maybe travel insurance is, you know, even more important, depending on how long you're going to be out of the country or whatever. But I actually misspoke. Medicare Advantage plans, some of them do include, you know, worldwide emergency coverage. And I think I should have clarified that better. So it's worldwide for emergencies only. And not all Medicare Advantage plans include that. To your point, you're absolutely correct. But and a lot of times it is a reimbursement. So yes, you're right that there are more particulars, but that's when you want to sit down with a trusted advisor so that you can look at the policy and see what the fine print is on what the type of coverage is. And the MedSup plans do not include international coverage usually. I mean, it's really a gap. They'll cover what Medicare doesn't. So I apologize. I meant to say the Medicare Advantage specifically.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a few. Thanks for staying with us. Our guest today is Denise, and we both work for Medicare Health Benefits. And I really want to stress something. I know you go into grocery stores, you go into Walmart, you go into all these places, and they have a little kiosk there, and it'll say whatever company that person is representing. When you're shopping for Medicare and you need the supplements, you need the advantage, you need to understand what all these different ABCDs mean and how they relate to you, you want to go to a broker. You want to go to somebody who represents all of them, who has taken the time to take all the tests, to do all the studying, and be qualified to know what's going on with every single agency out there that offers Medicare. And if you're going to one company, you're going to get their best guess of what you need. If you're going to somebody who offers all these companies, you're going to get the advantage of having their knowledge and how
in
all
neutral,
these companies
in a neutral way.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because they represent so many.
Exactly.
It's not, you know, oh, take my plan, it's the best. No, it's here's what we have to offer you. And they'll actually put your scenario in a computer, your doctors, your medication, and run a scenario to find out which plan is the best one for you and give you those options.
I couldn't agree more. Anymore, you know, having options it causes some confusion, but actually it's better for the consumer, because when you have multiple choices, there's going to be more competition and you're going to have richer benefits as a result. If you're in a place where you only have two choices, then things can be more expensive, or maybe you don't get all the bells and whistles. So I think that's great. It's good news for the consumer. Sometimes, yes, it's confusing, but more choices means more competition. So that's free enterprise, right?
It is. It is. And we want to be able to offer a multitude of things, because what one person offers may not fit your scenario.
Oh, and you know, very often we'll sit down with a husband and wife and their unique needs are different just because they, you know, live in the same household, have the same last name, you know.
Doesn't mean their needs are the same.
Absolutely. My in-laws have two different health plans because of their needs. And it
makes sense.
It does. We have to, you know,
you have to cater it to the person.
It totally is custom.
Absolutely. Okay. I want to emphasize all the studying that goes on annually. This
Lots
isn't something you do once and you're good to go. It's annually because it's an evolving process.
It is.
Medicare is evolving. You hear all the politicians talking, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you're going,
and that's why you want, you know, your Medicare beneficiaries to be aware of that kind of stuff too.
The impact.
Yes. Because, you know, you mentioned voting matters.
It does.
Yeah. Even on the most granular level, you want to, you know, talk
chili.
To your representative officials if you have a concern about something. You know, if you hear something. You know, prescription drugs comes up a lot.
Yes.
Because, you know, some medicines are very expensive and not
ridiculously expensive.
Oh, you're not kidding. And if someone needs it, you know, to maintain their life, pay attention to legislation. You know, that's important.
And be in touch with your representatives because that's what they're there for, to represent you. And if they don't know what you're thinking, they can't represent you. And that's why we want to vote, whether it's chili cook-off or Medicare or the President of the United States,
Absolutely.
We need to vote.
Definitely.
So, okay, now you know that we're educated in this process.
Yes.
And it's evolving constantly. I want you to tell me what determines the path that somebody would take regarding, like you said, your in-laws are on two different Medicare plans.
Definitely. So sometimes it might be that perhaps an individual has a chronic condition that requires a lot of medications and it's ongoing, like maybe diabetes.
Right.
Right. And in certain areas, there could be specific health plans that are a chronic special needs plan. And so sometimes that would make a lot of sense for those folks that have that health condition because there's things built into the plan that, you know, enhance, yeah, that experience for that person.
Right.
And so that could be a determining factor. I mentioned finances because sometimes a monthly premium could be very costly for someone. And let's say they had their roof, you know, leaking. Maybe there's some damage to their home. You know, people are living longer and sometimes they're outliving their means, right?
Right.
And so sometimes finances can make a determination, especially if their premiums are going up. So finances could determine that. Maybe a blend of different things. Maybe someone wants more wellness features into their health insurance plan.
And, you know, let's talk about that for a second because when I first signed on, I got a phone call and they said, oh, we're going to come to your house and give you a physical. I said, no, you're not. I said, who are you and why do you want to do this? There are some features where they will come to your house and help you out if you're unable to get to them.
Okay, so let's look at that then because managed care, you know, we didn't get into the acronyms or anything, but managed care, you know, health maintenance organizations, which is HMOs, you know, there's coordination of care involved in those types of plans. And what that means is there's quality measures that, you know, performance, you know, payment, that kind of thing can impact the health plan.
They want preventative maintenance.
Yes. And so those are, you get scored on that.
Like getting your car oil changed.
Right.
Preventative maintenance.
So there are guidelines, you know, that exist that people should get a mammogram every so often or an annual flu shot. And those things are set in place ideally to help keep, it's preventive care, right?
Help keep you healthy.
To keep people healthy. But there's an incentive there because healthier patients cost less
exactly
for the system. And it saves the consumer money, but it saves, you know, from medical claims too. And so that's why there's an encouragement for people to, you know, pursue those preventive measures.
Right.
You know.
And that's why they might send somebody to your house to help take your blood pressure, give you your flu
and
shot,
if you don't,
and do all this stuff.
Yeah, and if you don't want it done in your house, you know, you don't have to do it in your house. It's a convenience thing, right?
It's a convenience thing.
They're trying to make it easy, but I think that sometimes people feel like, oh my gosh, you know, they're telling me to do all this stuff and, you know, I'm not a little kid. And
it, very defensive.
Right.
Yeah,
and
like
they keep
I was.
Get off me.
Yeah, stop calling me. Put me on your do not call list.
Well, but if you look at the intent and at the end of the day, I think, you know, there could be a common goal there, you know.
Yes. You want to be healthy. You want to be able to enjoy your life, your quality of life.
Yes.
And they're trying to help you do that.
Yeah.
And
I got a flu
sense.
Shot this year.
Did you really?
I typically get them every year. You know, for the longest time I wasn't. And now that I'm in this business, I'm like, you know, I meet with people. I don't want to catch the flu.
Don't want what they have.
Yes. And so some people, you know, have
I just spray everybody down
that.
With Lysol. Then I talk to them.
There you go.
Okay. The other thing I want to emphasize is the geographic regions. Mm-hmm. What's offered here in the city of Tucson may not be the same thing offered in the county.
No. And so when they look at health plans and offerings and it, you know, it usually for Medicare Advantage plans, it is based on counties. So if you compare benefits, you know, my grandma lives in Cochise County and the offering is completely different there than it is in Pima County as far as Medicare Advantage plans go.
Right. So depending on where you live, depends on what you can
what could be available.
Qualify.
And if you think of it this way too, the doctors are going to be different also,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so network could play into it. And then of course, when you have the other type of coverage, you know, that's another option is the Medicare supplement, which travels with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you brought something up where maybe people live part-time in the state of Arizona and maybe they live part-time elsewhere.
Like,
well, then they can't have a limited network.
Yes.
So, you know, perhaps they would look at the option of a Medicare supplement because it gives you coverage for doctors that accept Medicare.
And, you know, just like people that use the VA, you want to call and tell them you're going to be traveling because, and then you want to call and tell them you're home again because if they don't know you're out and about, especially people that are 6 months here and 6 months there, mm-hmm. if you don't tell them where you are, then all of a sudden you're going to a doctor that's out of your network if you're, you know, in Nebraska or Wisconsin mm-hmm. or whatever, and all of a sudden you're back in Arizona. And you're going to the doctor, they go, oh, well, that's out of network because your plan right now is according to our paperwork, you're in Nebraska.
Right. And I'll tell you, you know, that could cause issues. I ran into a gentleman that actually had coverage that would allow him to see any doctor, you know, in the United States that accepts Medicare supplement. But he did call into a commercial that was promoting what he thought was dental insurance and it ended up signing him up for a plan that is specific to a network. And when I say network, that means, you know, that there's certain doctors that, you know, are allowed to go to, right?
Right.
They're allowed to go to that are contracted with that health plan. And because he travels a lot, he hit the road. And the mail didn't catch up with him, and he was unaware that he had changed plans. Although, when someone's having to change a plan on the phone or, you know, in person, you do sign or do a voice recorded type of
authorization.
But I think that maybe he was half listening. I don't know. But at any rate, he ended up signing up for a plan, and it had to go through a lot to undo what he had done. So, that goes back to the point of working with someone that you trust.
Okay, what about hearing aids and eyeglasses and dental? How are those covered under Medicare?
They're not.
See? I told ya.
So if you go back to what we were talking about, the red, white, blue card, it's A and B, and that's it. That's it.
Okay, so you have to sign up for this. And people think it's free. It's not free.
No.
A is, you know, everybody is covered with A, hospitalization.
Yeah, but as long as they met the requirements, you know, but A is usually free. B is not. There's a premium associated with that. And in order to have a health Medicare insurance plan, you would need the A and B, both.
Yeah, so you
someone
have to pay for it.
Maybe they're not drawing Social Security yet, and maybe they're still working, and they wanted to delay getting their Social Security, and, you know, it's not going to be automatically deducted, the premium for Part B, and it won't automatically start either. We actually had a gentleman come in that's still working who is paying for his Part B, getting billed for it 3 months at a time. Well, he stopped paying his B. He lost track of his payments or whatever. And so he only had A and ended up in the hospital.
That hurts.
Yeah. And he started getting bills, and he said, "What happened? Why did my insurance not cover it?" Because he let his B lapse.
He lapsed. Yep. That's not a good thing. Okay, are we supposed to take a break? Okay, we'll take a break. Thanks for staying with us. Our topic today is Medicare, and I have Denise here. Denise and I work together for Medicare Health Benefits, and I deliberately decided I better educate myself on Medicare because I was so confused. And I figured if I'm confused, there's got to be at least one other person out there confused.
Probably.
Or I'm the only one confused. But I want to talk about if you're working, people are working and working. If you're working, your employer offers you insurance, you've got that coverage.
It's a good thing if, you know, that's if it's awesome coverage. So if, you know, the employer is covering part of your, you know, costs, or maybe the premium's really low, or there's a low deductible, you know.
None of that happened. Nobody talked to me. But
yeah, you just kept
going. A good employer will talk to you and say, hey, you're reaching an age where, you know, you might consider these options. Mm-hmm. This is what we offer. This is how we can help you with.
If it's expensive and you're eligible for Medicare, you certainly want to look at other things. And I say, check it out anyways.
Yeah, check it out. Make sure.
It's worth it. Because if you're eligible, you've already paid into it. Why not? I mean, we were talking about Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare supplement plans. You know, very often with employer coverage, there's a deductible that needs to be met before you have coverage.
And that's what I think people think, oh, this is all free stuff. No, there's still a deductible with Medicare.
There is. And then with health plans, private health plans, there can be too. So
you want to be able to educate yourself, go to your HR department and say, what are my options? What do you offer compared to what this is? Or they might just cut you loose and say, you're eligible for Medicare, go sign up.
Well, and the other thing to consider is if you have other dependents that are not Medicare eligible, you might need to hang on your
insurance.
Employer plan, right? Because once you cut loose and you're on Medicare, then what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of options there, things to consider, and, you know, don't make a hasty decision. And that's why we're talking about it this morning, because there's just so much going on.
Especially
at this time of year.
And oh, my gosh. This is the busiest time of year. And, you know, you and I have been running around and, very important decisions.
And when I tell you that, you know, and I did sign up with one carrier when I started and realized that's a mistake.
Well, did you compare?
I was told, oh, we're the best. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Very well could be the best, but
for
there's other options out there
Definitely.
That might not, you know, fit your scenario, my scenario. There's other options. So you want to go to a broker. You want to call somebody who's local. You don't want to do an 800 number.
I like that idea. I mean, some people pick an 800 number for convenience or maybe whatever their situation. Maybe they did the research on their own. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to get someone's feedback and ask for their, you know, opinion and, you know, hey, check this out. This is kind of where I was leaning. What do you think?
Exactly.
I don't have a problem with that. In fact, I do like it when our clients do some research and have a little bit of knowledge, and then we can, you know, support them.
Yeah, it's easier to talk to them when they understand what all the letters mean.
Yes.
Okay. We only went up to D. So let's talk a few minutes about the other letters that are involved. There's E, F, G.
All the way up. I've got a chart here. When you see these, you know, you have your, the D is the drugs, the F through, you know, beyond, you know, would involve the Medicare supplement types of plans.
Okay.
And they all vary. Mm-hmm. You know, with the premiums, you definitely want to shop it and see what the different coverages are, because, you know, some letters cover more than others.
Exactly. Okay, we're talking about the hearing and the eyes and the dental.
Yes. Yes, because you know, think about it like this. If you can't hear something and you're having, you need to be able to function, right? So you do need a hearing aid. I think that vision, you know, if you don't take care of your teeth and do all that, it does impact your health.
Of course.
And your quality of life, right?
Right.
So some plans will include those kind of things. And if that's important to you, check out what the limits are. Check out, you know, what type of options are available with dental. Is it just preventive, or do they have additional coverage?
And just because you're paying for Plan B doesn't mean all these are included.
Not at all.
So
no,
you need
A
to
and
know
B
that.
Stop. You know,
I've had people go, "Oh, I have B. I'm covered for everything." No, you're not.
Mm-mm.
You're not covered for the hearing, the eyes, the dental.
Right.
And that's a whole different animal, and it costs money.
Right. Absolutely.
So
there's
some
assumptions there, you know, being made that, well, I already paid into it. It should be free. But, you know, if you think about it, it's not limitless money that's out there. There's more and more people joining Medicare, and people are living longer. And so ultimately that could affect, you know, how things are covered.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they're talking about cutting Medicare again. So I encourage everybody to contact your representative and say, stop it.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're working and you have dual coverage, and let me ask you that. Can you have dual coverage? Can you have Medicare and you're buying
into...
Does
it make sense? I don't... You know what? I don't think that makes sense. You know, I think it's worth looking at all options, you know. Sometimes there's situations where, you know, maybe your employer has really good dental and you want to do your medical through a private Medicare insurance. Why not?
And if you're working, do the rest of them through dental, medical, or
you
eyes,
could
hearing.
You know, join up. It, you know, it's going to depend on what your package is, what your coverage is currently at your work. Do you want to keep your vision at your work, and maybe because it's really robust? My mom did that, and then she joined a Medicare Advantage plan because of the cost.
And it's less expensive, so much cheaper, I was going to say. It's less expensive to go that way, but you still need to...
That's the way it made the most sense for my mom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And my mom, too.
Yeah.
So it was... But going through all that paperwork and everything, it was like, I felt like I needed a PhD to get through it.
A lot of it are legal disclosures, right? You know,
there are. And if you're talking
to
somebody,
big bundles, you know.
And if you're talking to somebody on the telephone, they're going to, like, every 2 minutes, okay, I have to read this disclaimer to you. Mm-hmm. And they read a disclaimer and you have to agree to the disclaimer.
Right.
and so much easier to talk to somebody one-on-one.
Well, and I like seeing what, you know, laying it down in front of someone, you know, seeing, okay, this is what it's going to cost you when you have this done.
I'm a visual person.
I am
so
too.
I like that. I like being able to, you know, okay, you tell me. And the other
plus, I get
is,
an acknowledgement that the person that I'm talking to is following
is
and understanding
it.
Where it's...
On the telephone sometimes
or,
it's...
Even
not
on the
easy.
Radio, you know?
Even on the radio, that's right. Are you listening? I can't tell if you're listening.
Well, yeah.
If you're understanding.
There's, you know, the cues, you know, when you know someone's understanding. So I like pointing, showing, looking. And it turns into show and tell because, you know, you'll have someone that will come out with the whole pile, a shoebox full of, you know,
stuff.
Prescriptions.
Yes.
And that's huge.
And when you go to visit somebody local and you're, and the other thing is if you have a problem with somebody, you have somebody local to help you get through the problem.
Of course, all the companies have 800 numbers that you can call.
But,
you know, we really want a servicing agent will answer the call when there's a question, when there's a problem, and who are familiar with your situation. Right?
You
and
there's, somebody
there's
that you
value
call,
there.
You can say, hey, Denise, this is what's going on. Can you help me? Denise is going to help you. Or, hey, Sherry, this is what's going on. Can you help me? I'm going to help you.
Well,
and it's
companies
not
are going to come and go.
Where you know, somebody different answers the phone every time you call.
Well, that's right. People come and go. Companies
come
could
and go.
Change. Yeah, they could decide that they don't want to work in that service area or they're not able to work in that service area anymore, and then people are forced to make a change. But it's nice to have the same broker.
Because they know what's going on in the
Definitely.
Industry and they can
and,
guide you.
You know, there's personal health information that's like protected health information because I know that you talk a lot about the scams and what's happening. So another reason to work with a trusted advisor.
Because it's their job to keep up on everything. Mm-hmm. So if you need help with anything, call, okay, 1 minute. Call 310-9900. I can help you. If you know somebody who speaks Spanish is more comfortable with that, you know, understanding all this legal stuff, the only Spanish I speak would be margaritas, tacos. So we'd have a good time, but we wouldn't get anything done. So Denise speaks fluent Spanish.
I do, and I can be reached at 331-2391.
So give the address of the office. Where is it?
2716 South 6th Avenue in Tucson. It's
Medicare Health Benefits.
Yes, we're an independent brokerage.
We have 20 seconds.
That's it. That's where we are.
Okay. Don't forget to go to the Chili Cook-Off in Reed Park today and vote. 10 to 8 o'clock, and it's going to be a good time. Until next week, shop local, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.